welcome to this week's episode of the World of Cheddar podcast series. I'm Stacy White, and joining me is Vicki Brackens, founder of the World of Cheddar.
Wow, I can't believe it's time to do this again, Stacy.
I know, time flies. Okay, so let's get started. Okay, so it's on. So what were you going to tell me about yourself?
So anyway, one of the things I was looking at this week, I was reading a lot and part of a lecture series on gamification and what really you have to concentrate in on, and that is motivation. Because gamification without understanding the motivation of either the audience or the players or the students, but whoever is now in this environment that you're trying to affect behavioral change with, if you don't understand their motivation, then you absolutely are not going to get the results that you want. I think one of the things that people misunderstand is that they believe that by just throwing PBLs, points, badges, and leaderboards around a subject matter or around a process, that is gamification, and it's going to be, it's going to have the result that you want. It's not like, buying a dress. You buy a nice party dress, and you go to the party, and everything's supposed to be fine. Well, usually, to have a good time at the party, you got to do some other things, like check the attitude, which is basically checking the motivation to be sure that the party gives a result because everybody wanted to be there and has the same objective. It's not as simple. I guess my bottom line is gamification is not just grabbing elements, tools, without understanding how those tools are going to drive the perspective of the player or the individual. So when we're looking at adding gamification to financial concepts, or how people learn financial concepts, we have to spend a lot of time really understanding the motivation of the individuals that we're speaking to. So that was my light bulb moment for
she just drew a light bulb in the air
for the week. Thanks, Stacy. Okay.
Well, it's interesting that you're talking about motivation. I've been studying a motivation model that's used to it's been used to study the motivation and understand the motivation of kids in school. So as young as kindergarten, as old as high school kids. But I think this also holds true to adults as well, people in general. I mean, there's lots of motivation theories, but this is the it's by Wigfield and Eccles, and it's cited as one of the motivation theories. It's expectancy value of motivation in making decisions. So basically, they're looking at what motivates people to make the choices that they make in life, and in particular, it's been used to look at what drives children and women to make decisions around STEM subjects, science, technology, math, engineering. And so it might be worth it for you to take a look at that model to see how that jibes with what you're learning about motivation and gamification. As I was reading it, I can see a lot of the things that the gamification experts talk about in that model and why you want to include them and why you don't. And then there's this whole piece about attainment value. And it talks about things like intrinsic value, extrinsic value. And extrinsic value includes what's in it for me? What does it help me in the long term? Does it help me in the short term? Intrinsic is, I do it because I love it. And then there's aspects about, how I do these things, I play these games, I make these choices because it's a way that I can express a side of me. I'm a person who is smart. I'm a person who is capable of playing games. So all these things, you need to understand when you're trying to apply gamification tools to develop and encourage modification. Was it not modification?
No.
Duh.
We're mortified. Okay.
we're mortified.
Okay.
Mortified. Motivation in people. Oh, I forgot what I was going to say, but you know, to use that when you're trying to design your activity using gamification tools and mechanisms, if you don't understand those aspects and what drives your players or your target audience, then it's just going to fall flat.
Okay. Well, you know what, Kay? I think I will absolutely thank you for the reference. Look at that and spend some time investigating those two references that you gave. But I also want to encourage those people who are listening to the podcast. We'd like to hear what you have to say concerning gamification and motivation, how motivation actually drives the results in gamification. So please go to @WorldOfCheddar on your Twitter account, okay, and so we can start this conversation.
Well, that about does it for this week's episode of the World of Cheddar podcast series. We hope you'll join us next time. And in the meantime, we hope you'll visit the World of Cheddar website at www.worldofcheddar.com. And Cheddar is spelled C-H-E-D-D-A-R.
That's C-H-E-D-D-A-R. Have a great day, Stace.
Thanks, Vicki. You too.